Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. From mid-November, Luxembourg will introduce a new national screening programme for familial hypercholesterolemia, a genetic condition that causes high cholesterol levels from birth and can lead to early heart disease if untreated. Health authorities estimate that one in 250 to 300 people in Luxembourg are affected by this hereditary disorder, which is unrelated to diet or weight. The Ministry of Health will begin inviting parents of 18-month-old children to have their child tested free of charge for the condition. According to Statec, unemployment is on the rise, with skilled workers being particularly affected. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate stands at 6.1%. The professions most affected are accounting, secretarial work, IT and road transport. Luxembourg is building up its defence manufacturing sector, with companies like North Defence and Lux UAV expanding production of armoured vehicles and drones for Ukraine. Steinsel-based North Defence is launching a major recruitment drive for skilled workers and apprentices, while Lux UAV aims to reach a capacity of 10,000 drones per month by 2027. In international news, at least one person has been killed and eight others injured, four of them critically, after powerful winds swept through towns north of Paris yesterday afternoon. The storm hit the municipality of Ermont and surrounding towns, tearing off roofs and toppling cranes. Social media videos captured the destruction as emergency crews deployed 80 firefighters and 50 police officers to the affected areas. US President Donald Trump has warned he will eradicate Hamas if it breaches the Gaza ceasefire, as Vice President J.D. Vance travels to the region to shore up the fragile truce. The warning comes after weekend violence and delays in handing over hostages' bodies. Hamas delivered one hostage's body on Monday, bringing the total of 13 of 28 pledged. Both sides say they remain committed to the US brokered deal. And former French President Nicolas Sarkozy begins a five-year jail sentence today for illegally accepting Libyan campaign funding in 2007. Sarkozy, convicted of criminal conspiracy involving the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi, will be held at La Santé prison in Paris. Sarkozy has appealed, calling the verdict an injustice. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We have six Champions League matches tonight. The early kickoffs at 6:45 p.m. see Barcelona host Olympiacos and Kairat taking on Paphos. Then at 9 p.m. it's a busy evening with Newcastle welcoming Benfica, PSV facing Napoli, Union Saint-Gilloise playing Inter and Bayer Leverkusen hosting PSG in what promises to be the standout clash of the night. And here in Luxembourg, FC Differdange have moved top of the table with a dominant 3-0 win over Swift Hesper on Sunday. The only unbeaten team in the league, they now lead F91 Doudelange with two games in hand, putting them on course for a third straight title.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Today promises to be overcast with mostly cloudy skies and localised rain showers throughout the day. In the morning, we can also expect some strong wind gusts of 41 to 42 kilometres an hour to really make us aware we've entered autumn now. Temperatures should reach 12 to 14 degrees by midday and stay constant until late tonight.